Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Wednesday, October 2nd. Today, we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss the emerging field of nutritional psychiatry. Dr. Uma Naidu, a Harvard-trained nutritional psychiatrist, suggests that small dietary changes can significantly impact mental health. Let's explore this further. Eric, what's your take on this new approach?
Well, Ted, I've got to say I'm pretty skeptical about this whole thing. I mean, sure, we all know diet affects our physical health, but linking it directly to mental health, that seems like quite a stretch to me. We've been managing mental health issues with traditional methods for years, and they've been working just fine. Why fix what ain't broke, you know?
Oh, come on, Eric. That's such a narrow-minded view. Science is always evolving, and we should be open to new findings. Dr. Naidu's work is absolutely groundbreaking. It shows how our gut and brain are interconnected. It's not about fixing
Hold your horses,
what's not
Kate.
Broken.
Correlation doesn't imply causation, remember? How can we be sure it's the food causing these mental health changes and not a million other factors? It's not that simple.
The research speaks for itself, Eric. Numerous studies have shown that the gut-brain axis is real. Our digestive system is often called our second brain for a reason. It's not just some wild theory. There's solid
But that's
science
just it,
behind.
Isn't it? It's all still theoretical. We need more concrete evidence before we start overhauling our entire approach to mental health.
Interesting points from both of you. Now let's dive into the specifics. What exactly does nutritional psychiatry suggest about diet and mental health?
Great question, Ted. Nutritional psychiatry advocates for reducing processed foods and increasing intake of greens, lean proteins, and healthy fats. These changes can positively impact mental health. It's not rocket science, but it's backed by solid research.
That sounds suspiciously like every other diet fad we've seen. How is this any different? It's just another trendy eating plan.
It's not a fad, Eric. It's based on scientific research. The focus here is on mental health, not just weight loss or physical health. This isn't about fitting into your skinny jeans. It's about feeling better mentally.
But aren't these just general healthy eating guidelines? How does this specifically target mental health? It seems like we're just repackaging the same old advice and slapping a new label on it.
The key is in the gut-brain connection, Eric. Certain foods can influence the production of neurotransmitters that affect our mood and mental state. It's not just about eating healthy.
That seems like an oversimplification of complex mental health issues. Are we saying depression can be cured with broccoli now? Come on, that's ridiculous.
No one's claiming it's a cure-all, Eric. It's about complementing traditional treatments with dietary interventions. We're not throwing out therapy and medication. We're adding another tool to the toolbox. It's about a holistic approach to mental health.
Let's look at this from a historical perspective. Can you think of any similar shifts in medical thinking that might parallel this new approach to mental health?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the discovery of the role of vitamin C in preventing scurvy in the 18th century. Before that, people thought scurvy was caused by poor hygiene or bad air. It's a perfect example of how nutrition can have a massive impact on health that we didn't previously understand.
That's quite a leap, Kate. Scurvy is a physical condition with clear symptoms. Mental health is far more complex and subjective. You can't just compare apples and oranges.
The principle is the same, Eric. It's about recognizing the impact of nutrition on health, including mental health. Just as vitamin C deficiency caused scurvy, nutrient deficiencies might contribute to mental health issues. We're just scratching the surface of understanding these connections.
But scurvy was easily cured with citrus fruits. Are you suggesting mental health issues have such simple solutions? That seems dangerously oversimplified.
Not simple, but potentially impactful. The scurvy example shows how a nutritional intervention can have profound effects on health. We're not saying eating an orange will cure depression, but we are saying that nutrition plays a bigger role in mental health than we previously thought.
Interesting comparison. Now, can you think of any other historical medical paradigm shifts that might be relevant here?
Well, if we're drawing historical parallels, this reminds me of the widespread use of lobotomies in the mid-20th century, a seemingly revolutionary approach that turned out to be misguided and harmful. We should be cautious about jumping on bandwagons in mental health treatment.
That's an unfair comparison, Eric. Nutritional psychiatry is based on scientific research, not invasive procedures. We're talking about food here, not drilling holes in people's heads.
My point is that we should be cautious about embracing new approaches too quickly, especially when it comes to mental health. History has shown us that good intentions don't always lead to good outcomes.
But we shouldn't dismiss promising research either. The evidence for nutritional psychiatry is growing, unlike the pseudoscience behind lobotomies. We're not talking about radical interventions here.
I'm just saying we need more long-term studies before making sweeping claims about food curing mental illness. It's irresponsible to give people false hope or to suggest that complex mental health issues can be solved with diet alone.
Let's look to the future. How do you see this field of nutritional psychiatry developing? Eric, what's your prediction?
I see this as a passing trend, Ted. While people might initially embrace the idea of eating for mental health, I predict we'll see a return to traditional psychiatric treatments as the primary approach. These fads come and go, but tried and true methods stick around for a reason.
That's short-sighted, Eric. I believe nutritional psychiatry will become an integral part of mental health treatment. We'll see more personalized diet plans tailored to individual mental health needs. It's not about replacing traditional treatments.
That sounds expensive and impractical. How would that be implemented on a large scale? Not everyone has access to personalized nutrition plans or the means to follow them.
Through education and policy changes. Imagine mental health clinics with nutritionists on staff or mental health-focused meal delivery services. It's about making this knowledge accessible to everyone, not just the wealthy.
You're getting ahead of yourself. We don't even have solid proof that this approach works consistently. It's premature to start talking about widespread implementation.
Interesting perspectives. Now, how do you think this might affect the pharmaceutical industry?
I think we'll see a shift towards more holistic treatments. Pharmaceutical companies might start investing in nutraceuticals or functional foods for mental health. It's not about replacing medications entirely, but about complementing them with nutritional approaches.
That's a bit far-fetched. The pharmaceutical industry has billions invested in current treatments. They're not going to abandon that for unproven dietary interventions. It's not about abandonment, Eric.
It's about integration. We might see combination therapies, medication plus dietary interventions. The smart pharmaceutical companies will adapt and incorporate these new approaches, not fight against them.
That still seems like a huge leap from where we are now. How long do you think this transformation would take? We're talking about changing deeply entrenched systems and beliefs here.
It's already happening, Eric. More doctors are recognizing the importance of diet in mental health. I'd say within a decade, it'll be standard practice. The evidence is mounting and healthcare is evolving. It's exciting to see these changes happening in real time.
Thank you both for your insightful discussion. It's clear that nutritional psychiatry is a field that's generating both excitement and skepticism. As with any emerging area of study, time and further research will reveal its true potential. Until next time, this is Ted from Listen2 signing off.